Next patient is Nancy Woodard. Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Woodard. That's W-O-O-D-A-R-D. W-O-O-D-A-R-D. Date of birth is 12-1-1948. Date of visit 10-19-22. The copy of this for Dr. Jeffrey Friedman, D.O. Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, D.O. Dear Jeff, thank you for sending Nancy Woodard for evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old lady who had an episode of bronchitis in March 22, has been wheezing and has had generalized weakness, shortness of breath, inability to perform any strenuous activity for the past several months. And gets dyspneic with activity. She has not lost any weight. Denies night sweats, fevers, or chills. Denies mastitis but has some cough. She has used a Ventolin and HFA inhaler as needed. And her most recent chest x-ray showed no active disease. And this was done on 9/6/22. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of left hip replacement and history of hysterectomy, as well as cholecystectomy and patient has had endoscopies and she also has hyperlipidemia and hypertension. She had cataract surgery. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Does not smoke. Uses alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of Parkinsonism. Mother died of COPD, then had diabetes. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She had cataracts. She has hoarseness. She has wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. She has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no diarrhea, no constipation. She has leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has denied urinary symptoms of flank pain. She has easy bruising and she has joint pains and muscle weakness. Denies headache, seizures, or memory loss, but has skin rash and itching. Next, med list included aspirin 1 daily, azithromycin 10 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, potassium chloride 10 milligrams daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, and Xanax 0.5 milligrams PRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly, white female with a lot, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 142 by 80, pulse is 86, suspicions are 16. Temperature 97.1, weight is 178, saturation 99. HE and norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Thank his mind, throat was clear, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence irregular, some anestral, no murmur, no acidity. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organ, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next, let's say, neurologically, there are no focal deficits, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one, reactive airway disease. And, let's say, number two is chronic dyspnea. And number three is hypertension. And number four is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And she will be placed on Brio Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily. CT chest with contrast to evaluate her for any lung infiltrates or pulmonary emboli. And also advised also advised her to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, TIDPRN. The patient will continue with the Lysix 20 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, and her antihypertensive medications. Oh, can you please add in the allergy list? Allergy list includes latex, ACE inhibitors, and atorvastatin. Okay. And the patient will come back for a follow-up visit in 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jeffrey Friedman, D.O. D.O. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.